Okay, good morning, Mr. Rabbi Kron. We are on Kuf Yud Amud Beis at the very bottom where it says Rav Zeira Havei Kamash Mita, two lines in the bottom. So this week we're going to try to complete two dafim so that we leave our a little bit for the Siyam. Date of the Siyam will be announced formally, but looking forward to that. So a lot of what we're going to talk about this week has to do with things related to Eretz Yisrael, things about the famous Shavuos about Eretz Yisrael, whether you're allowed to move there, whether you're allowed to live there, whether, you know, all sorts of things in that regard. So a lot of philosophical things to talk about, which we will not talk about, but anyway. So Rabbi Zeira Havei Kamash Mitmine Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Zeira was trying to stay away from Rabbi Yehuda. The Vayla Mesa to Eretz Yisrael, because Rabbi Zeira wanted to go on Aliyah from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Yehuda was against him doing that. He was afraid that he might make some sort of zera that he shouldn't be able to go, because Rabbi Yehuda felt that people shouldn't be moving to Eretz Yisrael. Dam Rabbi Yehuda, kol olam bavel Eretz Yisrael. Anyone who goes on aliyah from bavel to Eretz Yisrael over ba'aseh, he violates a mitzvah saseh. Shneamar, going to Kuf Yud Aleph. Bavela Yuvu Vishama Yuad Yum Pikte Osam Nim Hashem, that they'll be brought to Bavel and they'll stay there until the day that Hashem brings them out of Bavel. So if you go on your own, you're violating this assay. So the question is, why didn't Rav Zeira feel that was a problem? Rav Zeira, he held Ahu Bechay Sharasiv. He wasn't talking about people going up individually, he was talking about whatever utensils that they had saved in the Beis HaMikdash and they brought with them to Bavel. Those shouldn't be brought up to Eretz Yisrael, but people on their own could be able to go. But what about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, Siv Krachri, and I use a different pasuk. It says, Yishpati Yisrael Menos Yerushalayim, Bitzvaos Oy Elos Asadeh, that I have made a shvua that by gazelles or by hinds, that could mean a couple of different things. Either that somehow that will, that you're not allowed to do this because this will arouse Hashem's love for Bnei Yisrael when they go up to Eretz Yisrael, and that is not what's supposed to happen. Or alternatively, that the Bnei Yisrael will be like gazelles in the field, that they'll be unable to protect themselves. So they'll be in danger by doing this. The bottom line is that there's a shvua that you're not supposed to go to Eretz Yisrael until the geula happens. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda held. Rabbi Zeira, what did he say? Ahu shlo yalo Yisrael b'choma. He says that there's this pasuk. What this pasuk means is that there's a concept that you shouldn't go up b'choma. Choma means that you shouldn't go by force try to take over Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, even though they were in Bavel, they shouldn't collectively get together and try to reclaim Eretz Yisrael. But if an individual person wants to go on Aliyah, that's not a problem. Rabbi Huda has another source, because there's another hishpati. There's all these oaths that are involved. So what is this? When Hishpati Achrina Ksiv, that in Shir Hashirim it uses similar words multiple times, and he's using the different ones to teach different things. And this what he's teaching, it's the same wording. So he's using this other one to teach, not only are we talking about the klisharis of the base of Mindesh, but individuals as well are not supposed to go up to Eretz Yisrael. For Rabbi Zeira, what does he do? He says that this other pasuk in Shir Hashirim is teaching what Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina says to Amar. Why do you have these three things that say Hishbati, these three oaths? What are these three oaths? Number one is they're not allowed to go up on the wall, meaning they're not allowed by force to take over Eretz Yisrael. And the second is there was a shvua that Klal Yisrael shall yirmdu b'umas olam, that they shouldn't rebel against the goyim and the nations that they're living in. The achash yishbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu sa'ov dikachavim, that the Hashem makes a shvua that the non-Jews shall yishtabu b'hem b'Yisrael yoter midai, that they should not subjugate the Jewish people too much. So, you know, these shvuas are a lot of the basis of like the disagreement between those who think that, you know, modern day, whether we should be allowed to have Eretz Yisrael or not, but we won't get into that for now. But anyway, continuing, Rabbi Yehuda, what does he say about this? He's, you know, he continues to hold that individuals are not allowed to go because each of these psukim say, im ta'irov im tarov, it says in all of them, im ta'irov im tarov, if you wake or rouse the love. And since that either of these two words, im ta'irov im ta'oru, would have been good on their own. The fact that there's a redundancy teaches that an individual himself is not allowed to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Zeira, he holds differently. Rabbi Levi, he holds that this redundancy of these two words is needed to teach something different of Rabbi Levi. The Amar Sheish Shvuos Halalama. Why? What are these six Shvuos all about? Right. Each of them starts off with Ishpatzi Etchem, and they each have this, you know, double language for to meaning six Shvuos. What are they really for? Tlas and Hanad Amri, the three that we talked about earlier. About not going up on the wall, not going by force. Number one, not that B'nai Yisrael shouldn't rebel. And number three is that the non-Jews shouldn't oppress the Jews too much. Then also is Enoch, the others are, Shal Yigalu Asakeitz, that the Nevi'im shouldn't reveal when Ge'ula is going to come. V'shal Yerchaku Asakeitz, and the Jewish people shouldn't cause the end of the Ge'ula to be delayed. Either by virtue of sinning in such a way that it'll cause the Geula to be delayed, or by not anticipating the Geula, or saying, it's never going to happen, and therefore it distances it. And you shouldn't reveal whatever, some sort of secret to the non-Jews, some sort of secret calculation or whatnot, whatever it might be. So Rabbi Zeira holds that these six things, none of these real six really talk about the fact about individual immigration, and therefore he says that's why he evaluates it. And where the pasuk says, but sivos obayalos asadeh, by these gazelles or these hinds of the fields, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, Amar lema kodesh baruch Yisrael, Hashem says to B'nai Yisrael, im atem mekayim mitzvashvu amutav, if you keep these oaths, it'll be good for you. And if you don't, if you violate these oaths, ani mater tzbesarach mitzvos kailos asadeh, I will, you know, make you fair game. You'll be unprotected like the gazelles in the field. So in other words, that the position is that they B'nai Yisrael has to keep these oaths have to be kept, otherwise it'll be bad for Klal Yisrael. Now we're going to talk a little bit, you know, other things that Rabbi Elazar said. Amri Rabbi Elazar, kol adar be'eretz Yisrael, whoever lives in Eretz Yisrael, shari b'li avon, he lives without any kind of sin. Shenemar uval yomru shachin chalisi, because it says I am afflicted because of the Jewish people sitting next to me. Ha'am yosha ba'nasui avon, because the people living in Eretz Yisrael are forgiven of their sins, meaning that if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have any sins. Another way of looking at it, Amalei Rabu Rabbi Ashi, Ana Bisovei Chalav Masanele. That's not really talking about living in Eretz Yisrael. It talks about if someone is, God forbid, ill. That if they're ill, they're forgiven of their sins. More about Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Ana Kol Kaver BeEretz Yisrael. Anyone who's buried in Eretz Yisrael, Kiva Kaver Tachas HaMizbeach. That is if he's buried under the Mizbeach, and therefore gets atonement for everything that he did in his life. Ksiv hacha Mizbeach Adama, why? Because it's Ksiv hacha Mizbeach Adama Tasali. It says that you should create me a Mizbeach of Adama. Ksiv hasa v'chaper Admaso Amo. Uses the word Adama in both things, and it comes to teach that if you're buried in Eretz Yisrael, all your sins are forgiven. Ula hayaragil d'abisalak Eretz Yisrael. Ula was regular, frequent flyer between the Gullus and Eretz Yisrael. He'd always come up to teach Torah in Eretz Yisrael. So we were going back and forth. Nach Nafshe Bechutz La'aretz, and he passed away outside of Eretz Yisrael. Asher Amalei Rabbi Elazar, they came and told Rabbi Elazar that Ula had passed away in Gullus. Amar, Ant Ula al Das Me'atamos, should you, Ula, die upon the contaminated land of Gullus? Amalo, they told Rabbi Elazar, Aronoba, his Aaron with his body is here to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Amalham, Eno Dome Kolto Michaim. There's no comparison between someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael and dies in Eretz Yisrael. Kolto Achamita, to someone who is lives outside of Eretz Yisrael and then his body comes to Eretz Yisrael. So it would be better for Ula, even though, fine that Ula is being buried in Eretz Yisrael, but it would have been better if he had passed away in Eretz Yisrael. There was a person who, his brother had died without any children, and therefore he was supposed to be the do yibum of a sister-in-law who lived in Bein Choza, which was in Bavel. So Amar Asel Kamid Rabbi Chanina, he came to Rabbi Chanina. Amalei Malo Michas Liyaba, am I allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Bein Choza to do yibum? Amalei Rabbi Chanina said to him, Achim Nasa Kutis Umes, his brother. Married a Kutit and died. Not that she was actually a Kutit, but it's saying that because she lived outside of Eretz Yisrael, she wasn't, you know, she wasn't significant. You know, she was as if she was a kutit. Baruch HaMakom Shehargu, it is a good thing that he passed away. V'hu Yered Acharav, and this guy, you should go after him and do the same problem. So it's very strong language about people living outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's as if they're, he's calling these people as if they're kutim for living outside of Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kishem she'asa letzeis me'Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, just like you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Bavel. Kach asa letzeis me'Bavel l'shar arzo. So too, you're not supposed to leave Bavel to go to the other places. Because Bavel was held on a higher level. Damar Rabbi Yosef Damar Tarvayu, they both said, Afil min Pumpedita, which is the, you know, the city, one of the two cities of the major Bate Medrash in Bavel, even to leave Pumpedita to go to Vekuve, to go to a village nearby that where people were less observant and were less involved, even to leave Pumpedita to go to a less from city was discouraged. There was a person who left Pumbedisa to go live in Bekuve. Shamte Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef went and put him in Chayim for doing this. But you know, the note says that, you know, there has to be more to the story. It wasn't just that he moved from Pumbedisa, but he was subject to some other thing that would have caused him to get Chayim. And what I'm trying to say is that it was really a chicken and the egg effect. Because he was willing to move out of Pumbedisa, that caused him to do something bad that led to him going into Chayram. There was a certain Talmud who left Pumbedisa to go to Astonia, and Shachav, he died there. If he had wanted to, he could have remained alive by choosing to live stay in Pumbedisa. So again, discouraging moving out of Pumbedisa even within Bavel. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damar Tarvaya, they both say, K'sherin Shebavavel Eretz Yisrael Kaltan, that the most worthy people in Bavel are absorbed by Eretz Yisrael. K'sherin Bashar Arsos Bavel Kaltan, and the most worthy of people living in Bavel are absorbed by people in Bavel. What this is really talking about is about marriage, that people that are the most, who are the best in Bavel are eligible to marry the people who are in Eretz Yisrael who are on a higher level. And the people that are the best in other lands are able to marry the people who live in Bavel, who are also on a higher level. Lemai, what was this said about? Ilei mal yuchsin. If you want to say that this is talking about yichas, about how their genealogy is, that meaning that the most genealogically fit people in Bavel marry those in Eretz Yisrael, and those in other lands marry those in Bavel. V'hamar Mar said, Kol ha'artzos isla Eretz Yisrael. All the lands are dough as compared to Eretz Yisrael, which is like fine sifted flour, meaning that all the communities outside of Eretz Yisrael are not as pure yichas wise as Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael isla Bavel. Eretz Yisrael itself is as dough compared to Bavel, which is untainted genealogically, meaning that Bavel, from a yichas perspective, seems to be on a higher level than Eretz Yisrael. Ela inyan kfura, but we must be talking about kfura, that the people that are the most worthy who had died in Bavel would have their Aron taken to Eretz Yisrael, and the people that were people from other lands that were the most worthy were taken to be buried in Bavel. Amar Rav Yehuda, Kol Adar Bavel Ki'ilu Adar Eretz Yisrael. Whoever lives in Bavel, says if he lives in Eretz Yisrael, Shenemar Ho Tzion Himlati Yoshev Es Bas Bavel. Woe to Tzion, like the daughters of Bavel, meaning that it's talking about Tzion and Bavel together. Amar Abaye, not Tinan. We have a Mesora. Bavel Ochazi Chevle Mashiach. That in Bavel they won't see the, you know, the Chevle Mashiach, the difficulties in the time of the Mashiach. Targama Ahutzal de Binyamin. But some say that this talks about the city of Hutzal de Binyamin, which is a city in Bavel. The Karulu Karne de Shivisa. They say that this area was called the corner of salvation because they were somehow exempt from the Chevle Mashiach. Amar Belezer, Mesim Shebechutz of Yisrael, Eino Chayim, the people who are buried outside of Eretz Yisrael won't go through Tchias and Mesim. Shenemar Menatati Tzvi Be'eretz Chayim, that I will place Tsevi in the land of the living, meaning Eretz Tzivoni Bey Mesim Chayim. The land in which my favorite Tzivoni is there, Eretz Yisrael, that is the land where the people will come back to life. Shein Tzivoni Eba Ein Mesim Ein Messiah Chayim, but if you're buried outside of Eretz Yisrael, those people are not going to go through Tliyas and Mesim. But Mesiv Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, he challenges this. It says, Yichyu Mesechet and Vlaisi Yikumun. your dead will come to life now, and of late, and your corpses will arise. So these are two different things that say the same thing. So my love, Yichuyu Meisecha, those who will come to life, Meisen Sheret Yisrael. Nivleis Yichum and Meisen Shubukos Aretz. And maybe it talks about, one of them talks about in Eretz Yisrael, one talks about outside of Eretz Yisrael. In either case, they both should be going through Tliyasa Meisen. Umay Natazi Tzvi Beretz Achayim. What does it mean when it says this, Natazi Tzvi Beretz Achayim? Anuchar Netzar Hu Dechziv. It's about Nebuchadnezzar, who would come into a land and conquer it quickly. Dam Rachmana, Meisne Alai Malka Dekali Beit Tava. I will bring upon them a king who was swift as a gazelle, like a tzvi. So Amrle Rabbi, Mikra Acher Ani Dorish. I'm going to use a different pasuk to prove that only those who are buried in Eretz Yisrael are go through Tliyasa Meisen. No sin Hashem Al'am Alev Ruach Ha'ochimba. That it says, whoever gives a soul to the people, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, their spirit will live on. Ela Haksiv, but it also says in Vleisi Yekumun that the corpses will arise. So if that doesn't talk about the bodies in Eretz Yisrael, what does it talk about? Ha'hu b'nefalam hudachsiv. It talks about miscarried fetuses that they too will be being brought back to life if they're buried in Eretz Yisrael. Rabba Ami Mar Mamal, Hai Nosin Hashem La'am Aleha, my Avile. What does he do with this pasuk that says he gives a soul to people? Even a Canaanite Shifcha who lives in Eretz Yisrael, Muftach Lashi Bas Alam Haba, is guaranteed Olam Haba. Sivhacha La'am Aleha. We learn from this that it uses the words La'am Aleha, that it gives a soul to people. Uksiv Hasam, when it talks about Eliezer, who was in Evikrani, Shvu Lachem Po Im HaChamor. That you are people who are similar to a donkey. So just as it uses the word am in this case, it uses am in the other case. You learn from this that even a shifcha kananis would do well by dying and by living in Eretz Yisrael and dying in Eretz Yisrael. So why don't we pause here? Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem will continue. Everyone should have a wonderful day.